I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart Podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it! Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts or on the iHeart Radio app.
From tips for healthy living to the latest medical breakthroughs, WebMD's Health Discovered podcast keeps you up to date on today's most important health issues. Through in-depth conversations with experts from across the healthcare community, WebMD reveals how today's health news will impact your life tomorrow.
It's not that people don't know that exercise is healthy. It's just that people don't know why it's healthy. And we're struggling to try to help people help themselves and each other.
Listen to WebMD Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everybody. It's Katie Couric. Have you heard about my newsletter called Body and Soul? It has everything you need to know about health and wellness. From skincare and serums to meditation and brain health, we've got you covered. And most importantly, it's information you can trust. Everything is vetted by experts at the top of their field. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. That's KATIECOURIC.com/bodyandsoul. I promise you'll be happier and healthier if you do.
This is Michael Rappaport, and I have been professionally podcasting for 10 years. The podcast game has changed so much, and if you're looking for the most disruptive podcast in the world, then subscribe to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast today. We're talking sports, politics, pop culture, entertainment, and anything that catches my attention. Listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Tuesday, and it's going to be an amazing Tuesday. You know those Medal of Honor Monday things we do where we read a Medal of Honor citation? We did it last night. You probably remember. I'm about to read another one, probably next segment. Why? Because the guy who earned it will be joining us the following segment, about 45 minutes from now. Genuine American hero joining us. Before we get to the genuine American hero, let's talk about what we're going to go over tonight. We're going to talk system membership cards again. Somebody is requesting the me killing the fish story. We're going to talk illegal immigrants, Eric Adams, crime-ridden cities, Tyson Foods going vegan, and why all the troops are preparing to deploy and women are striking. All that and so much more is coming up tonight on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to begin here, though. Fed-up people leaving the cities. That's the article. Fed-up people leaving crime-ridden cities, and they blame Biden. That's from the Washington Examiner. And, of course, it's everything you can imagine. New York, of course. Surprise, surprise. D.C., so on and so forth. Which sounds horrible, doesn't it? For the most part, it sounds horrible because what are we picturing? What are we thinking? Well, they're going to leave their crime-ridden cities and they're going to go to red areas and they're going to continue to vote how they always voted and ruin the red areas. That's the normal way of thinking on the right. But I want to just say this. There is an awakening happening. It's not happening as fast as you want it to happen or I want it to happen. It's not happening all at once. But there is a slow awakening happening in this country. And next year, something absolutely horrific is going to come. And in the end, it will probably be a good thing. So what horrific is going to come next year? Well, I'm going to play something for you. Jenna Ellis, she's an acquaintance, somebody I know. She was an attorney with Trump. She just had to plead out down in Fulton County, Georgia. She had to plead out. She pled guilty. And they televised this. This is a clip from CNN. They made her read this. I want you to listen to this. And then I will tell you what horrific thing is coming next year. And then why it's actually going to be a good thing in the end. Here's Jenna Ellis.
Thank you, Your Honor, for the opportunity to address the court. As an attorney who is also a Christian, I take my responsibilities as a lawyer very seriously, and I endeavor to be a person of sound moral and ethical character in all of my dealings. In the wake of the 2020 presidential election, I believed that challenging the results on behalf of President Trump should be pursued in a just and legal way. I endeavored to represent my client to the best of my ability. I relied on others, including lawyers with many more years of experience than I, to provide me with true and reliable information.
This goes on about another 45 seconds. Just stay with me.
Especially since my role involved speaking to the media and to legislators in various states. What I did not do, but should have done, Your Honor, was to make sure that the facts the other lawyers alleged to be true were in fact true. In the frenetic pace of attempting to raise challenges to the election in several states, including Georgia, I failed to do my due diligence. I believe in and I value election integrity. If I knew then what I know now, I would have declined to represent Donald Trump in these post-election challenges. I look back on this whole experience with deep remorse. For those failures of mine, Your Honor, I have taken responsibility already before the Colorado Bar who censured me, and I now take responsibility before this court and apologize.
Doesn't really matter whether you like or hate what Jenna Ellis just said. You need to understand something. She was forced to say it. Don't know whether she believes it or not. Don't care. It doesn't matter for our purposes, for our conversation here. The system forced her to say those things. Guarantee it. Guarantee that was part of her condition to stay out of prison. Because that was the plea deal, as she pled guilty to all this. Now, what does this have to do with next year? What's this have to do with crime-ridden cities? Just stay with me. That's what they just did to Jenna Ellis, who was Trump's attorney for about 15 minutes. They not only forced a struggle session confession out of her, they broadcast it on national television. That's what they did to somebody who was barely in Trump's orbit. What do you think they're going to do to Donald Trump himself? I was talking with a friend last night, somebody you know. We were just lamenting what they're doing to Trump, just how horrible it is. And we were talking about, you know, where we're going. And the truth is, he said, Jesse, I think 2024 is going to shock the right, most of the right, because they don't see it coming. They don't, they really haven't fully accepted that this evil system of ours, this evil justice system, they're going to take Donald Trump and they're going to humiliate him and there's nothing he can do about it. And they're going to throw him in prison. And that, honestly, even if you hate Donald Trump's guts, what that means for the country is so bad. It's so bad. But there is a silver lining in it. Right now, Norm and Norma, they're beginning to wake up a little. The awakening is happening with some. We actually have a story somebody emailed in about a Norm waking up. But they haven't really fully accepted yet that this government, this justice system, is flat out evil. They haven't accepted it yet. The day they marched Trump into federal prison after convicting him in New York and D.C. and Georgia, the day they marched the leading candidate to be the Republican nominee off to prison, that will be the day Norm and Norma wake up and realize, oh my gosh, these people are dead serious. Because even today, people who hear about this, they don't really know who Jenna Ellis is. It's, I don't know, who is it? Jennifer? I don't know. And so it's not impactful to them. The January 6th political prisoners, who we've been talking about for 3 years now on this show, people don't care. I talk to Norm all the time. I'm friends with him. He's my neighbor, Norm and Norma. They don't give a crap about the January 6th political prisoners. And they don't know one of their names. They just don't care. They've never heard of Joe Biggs. They've never heard of these guys before. So they don't care. They don't care about Jenna Ellis. But they all know who Donald Trump is. Every single person on planet Earth probably knows who Donald Trump is. And they are going to be stunned when he goes to prison. And maybe, in the end, that's what will actually save us. Because if we can get Norm and Norma to finally wake up to how evil this system is, we can begin to right the ship. As long as Norm and Norma remain complacent, the ship cannot possibly be righted. But look, people were finally leaving these crime-ridden cities. Finally. Under Joe Biden, it's gotten so much worse. And here's the thing. It's going to get worse from here. As I've tried to explain, I try to lay this out for my New York friends over and over and over again. This isn't some bottom. Bottom has not been achieved yet. It gets worse from here. That's a fact. They're not going to change their voting ways yet. Many of the people leaving are Republicans. The pain is not bad enough yet, so they'll still keep voting Democrat every single time, only now there aren't Democrats anymore. They're all communists now, and things will get worse and worse. And maybe 2024 is going to be a horrific year. I'm just going to spoil it for you. Presidentially, it's going to be horrific. They're going to throw Trump in prison. Maybe that's a good thing in the end. Horrible for Trump, horrible for the country, yes, but maybe that will finally shake people awake to the levels of evil that reside in positions of power in this country. And more than anything, the apathy is what kills us, right? That's what the communist thrives on, his lies and Norm's apathy. That's the fuel that drives the commie trains. Well, apathy is going to be in short supply when Trump goes to prison. That is a fact. Now, let's continue. We have a bunch to get to. We have a Medal of Honor recipient to get to. In fact, we're going to read his citation for you next and talk a little bit about that. Before we do that, I want to do this. I want to talk to you about saving lives. I want to talk to you about saving a baby's life. Remember, even with all the ugliness out there right now, life is still beautiful, is it not? Producing life. Protecting life is a wonderful thing, and it's never going to go out of style, no matter what happens in our country. I love preborn because preborn, they go into these abortion areas. They go right into the belly of the beast, and they tell these scared young ladies who are about to kill their baby that they have options, that they don't have to do it, that they can have a free ultrasound. Sounds so innocent, right? Just a free ultrasound. That's what you're buying with preborn. She goes in, she hears the heartbeat, she chooses life because a heartbeat is a human, not a clump of cells. Go donate $28 today to Preborn. It's tax deductible. Preborn.com/Jesse. All right? That's where you give. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Sorry for the sobering opening there. I'm going to get to fun stuff and fish death stories and all kinds of stuff. We have a Medal of Honor recipient joining us in about, 10 minutes from now. Isn't that freaking sweet? Clint Romache is going to join us. Gosh, that's awesome. Before we get to that, I wanted to do a couple things for you. First, you can email me. Love, hate, death threats, whatever. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com, right? Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Another thing I want to do, I think it's only appropriate, even though it's not Medal of Honor Monday, that we do a little Tuesday Medal of Honor. Because Clint Romache, Whew, what a beast. So, here it is.
Ready, aim,
honoring those who went above and beyond. It's Medal of Honor Monday.
For conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity in action at the risk of his life above and beyond the call of duty. I just want to pause here. Sorry. This guy's joining us next. Just know that. This guy's joining us next. Above and beyond the call of duty while serving as a section leader with Bravo Troop, 3rd Squadron, 61st Cavalry Regiment, 4th Brigade Combat Team, 4th Infantry Division during combat operations against an armed enemy at Combat Outpost Keating, Kamdesh District, Nuristan Province, Afghanistan on the 3rd of October 2009. On that morning, Staff Sergeant Romashay and his comrades awakened to an attack by an estimated 300 enemy fighters occupying the high ground on all four sides of the complex, employing concentrated fire from recoilless rifles, rocket-propelled grenades, anti-aircraft machine guns, mortars, and small arms fire. Staff Sergeant Romashay moved uncovered under intense enemy fire to conduct a reconnaissance of the battlefield and seek reinforcements from the barracks before returning to action with the support of an assistant gunner. Staff Sergeant Romashay took out an enemy machine gun team and, while engaging a second, the generator he was using for cover was struck by a rocket-propelled grenade, inflicting him with shrapnel wounds. Undeterred by his injuries, Staff Sergeant Romashay continued to fight and, upon the arrival of another soldier to aid him and the assistant gunner, he again rushed through the exposed avenue to assemble additional soldiers. Staff Sergeant Romashay then mobilized a 5-man team and returned to the fight equipped with a sniper rifle. With complete disregard for his own safety, Staff Sergeant Romashay continually exposed himself to heavy enemy fire as he moved confidently about the battlefield, engaging and destroying multiple enemy targets, including 3 Taliban fighters who had breached the combat outpost's perimeter. While orchestrating a successful plan to secure and reinforce key points of the battlefield, Staff Sergeant Romashay maintained radio communication with the Tactical Operations Center. As the enemy forces attacked with even greater ferocity, unleashing a barrage of rocket-propelled grenades and recoilless rifle rounds, Staff Sergeant Romashay identified the point of attack and directed air support to destroy over 30 enemy fighters. After receiving reports that seriously injured soldiers were at a distant battle position, Staff Sergeant Romashay and his team provided covering fire to allow the injured soldiers to safely reach the aid station. Upon receipt of orders to proceed to the next objective, his team pushed forward 100 meters under overwhelming enemy fire to recover and prevent the enemy fighters from taking the bodies of fallen comrades. Staff Sergeant Romashay's heroic actions through the day-long battle were critical in suppressing an enemy that had far greater numbers. His extraordinary efforts gave Bravo Troop the opportunity to regroup, reorganize, and prepare for the counterattack that allowed the troop to account for its personnel and secure combat post Keating. Staff Sergeant Romashay's discipline and extraordinary heroism above and beyond the call of duty reflect great credit upon himself, Bravo Troop, 3rd Squadron, 61st Cavalry Regiment, 4th Brigade Combat Team, 4th Infantry Division, and the United States Army. Not too shabby, right? Going to be joining us to talk about vets and vet issues and things like that. He's going to be joining us 10 minutes from now. What a freaking stud. What an absolute stud. And you know, we do talk about vet issues on this show quite a bit, but I'll be honest with you, probably something that should be done even more than we do it. And you veterans out there listening, and guys who are still in, right? Guys who are still in, guys who are out, you guys who are listening, I want you to make sure you tune in to this next segment, all right? I want you to not just hear from a hero, hear that you have support out there. The worst thing in the world you can do is start to lie to yourself and tell yourself you're alone. You're alone. Nobody cares. Nobody understands. It's just you. Nothing matters. Those are lies. Those are lies from the devil himself. You are not alone, all right? Guys do understand, and guys have been there. So we're going to talk to Clint about that and many other things next. we're also going to talk. I'm probably going to get to this, 20 minutes from now. Look, there's a lot to get to in the show, but we have to talk about a brand new set of system membership cards that have been mailed out. The things people do for them. Why they do those things. We're going to get to all that and so much more. Before we get to any of that, I want to tell you about my meat. I want to tell you about the best meat I've ever had in my life. Good Ranchers. You see, Good Ranchers, they're all American. Not only is it all American, 100% American, guaranteed, by the way, they also have a transparent vaccination policy. Did you know the things they're putting in that meat you buy at the grocery store? They're really, really bad. You don't have to worry about that at Good Ranchers. Good Ranchers delivers the highest quality meat, beef, chicken, seafood, whatever, to your front door. Stop getting crap meat at grocery stores. Get better meat delivered to you. GoodRanchers.com. Promo code Jesse gets you $30 off and free express shipping on your box. GoodRanchers.com. Promo code Jesse. Get the meat delivered to your front door. And we say we're all about buy American. I want to patronize American businesses more. That's Good Ranchers. And there are people, God and country people. GoodRanchers.com, code Jesse. We'll be back with a genuine American hero. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. If you follow me on social media, you know I love to cook, or at least try, especially alongside some of my favorite chefs and foodies, like Benny Blanco, Jake Cohen, Lighty Hoik, Allison Roman, and of course, Ina Garten and Martha Stewart. So I started a free newsletter called Good Tastes that comes out every Thursday, and it's serving up recipes that will make your mouth water. Think a candied bacon Bloody Mary, tacos with cabbage slaw, curry cauliflower with almonds and mint, and cherry slab pie with vanilla ice cream to top it all off. I mean, yum, I'm getting hungry. But if you're not sold yet, we also have kitchen tips like a foolproof way to grill the perfect burger and must-have products like the best cast iron skillet to feel like a chef in your own kitchen. All you need to do is sign up at katiecouric.com/goodtaste. That's KATIECOURIC.com/goodtaste. I promise your taste buds will be happy you did.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
With the help of Stanford psychologist Jamil Zaki.
It's really tragic. If cynicism were a pill, it'd be a poison.
We'll see that our fellow humans, even those we disagree with, are more generous than we assume.
My assumption, my feeling, my hunch is that a lot of us are actually looking for a way to disagree and still be in relationships with each other.
All that on the Happiness Lab. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for about 30 minutes, I dive into three topics in Major League Baseball that I am interested in. Breaking stories, trends, stats, weird stuff. Sometimes I make up my own stats. Sometimes I do a lot of research, and it ends up, I was wrong the whole time. So that's something you can get in on. Use Jimmy's Three Things podcast to stay up to date on Major League Baseball and to make you just a smidge smarter than your friend who's a baseball fan. You listen to me and then you go tell him, hey, I know this and you don't. So I make you smarter than your friends. That's what Jimmy's Three Things is all about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. You could also find it on the Talkin' Baseball YouTube channel, and new episodes drop every Tuesday.
In 1982, Atari players had one thing on their minds: Sword Quest. This wasn't just a new game. Atari promised 150 grand in prizes to four finalists. But the prizes disappeared. And what started as a video game promotion became one of the most controversial moments in 80s pop culture.
I just don't believe they exist. That would be my reaction, shock and awe.
That sword was amazing. It was so beautiful.
I'm Jamie Loftus. Join me this spring for The Legend of Sword Quest, a podcast about the fall of Atari and the disappearing Sword Quest prizes. We'll follow the quest for lost treasure across four decades.
It's almost like a metaphor for the industry and Atari itself in a way.
Listen to The Legend of Sword Quest on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I'm excited about this. So Clint didn't pick that song, Chris? Why did you not ask Clint what his song should be? You didn't think the Medal of Honor hero deserved to pick his song? We have a million morons on this show all the time, and they get to pick their song, and Clint did, well, whatever, you did fine. Joining me now, Clint Romache, American hero. He'd never describe himself that way. Former Staff Sergeant, Medal of Honor recipient, as you just heard. We read his citation to you and what he did. First of all, Clint, what were you thinking?
Well, Jesse, thanks for having me on the show today. And, sometimes you don't know what you're thinking. You just follow your gut. And you got a great group of guys around you, your teammates, and you just don't want to let them down because they're not going to let you down.
What is that about men that they fear letting their teammates down? Because that's honestly, it's the only reason I ever did anything at all, especially when I was in the Marines. It was the only thing I wanted to quit. I wanted to just lay down and die. I just didn't want to be called a wuss by my buddies. So I just kept going.
You know, that's a great motivator when you've got that teamwork together. And that's, like I said, that's the drive. It's not, you're not sitting there thinking, oh, I need to do something amazing and fantastic. It's just, I just need to not suck right now. And I just need to show up and make sure I'm not that guy, because I know the guys I'm serving with don't want to be that guy either. So let's elevate each other and support each other and do it every step of the way, even after you take that uniform off.
Absolutely, my brother. What are you doing now? Tell people what you're doing now.
Now, I'm proud to say I've been able to join with Pure Talk, coming on as a brand ambassador, as we're trying to push to do this $10 million in debt forgiveness for veterans around the country. Great, just a great program to help, those great men and women that have signed up and served and basically signed that blank check, not knowing whether it was going to be 4 years of service, 20 years of service, not knowing where they might get sent or what they might be required to do or not. But to make sure that we're still taking care of them after, their time in services has been completed.
And we are not, obviously. I'm sure you know plenty of brothers who have not been taken care of. I most definitely do. It drives me crazy that we're not taking care of them as a nation the way we should. But all that means is we have to step up as private citizens and private companies, right? That's all that means. If you're not getting what you need at the VA, then someone else had better provide it because they friggin' earned it.
Yeah, absolutely. There's so many great people in the VA system, but it's also, when you get a system that big and bureaucracy, and seems like sometimes they want to be more of a job employer instead of a veteran healthcare provider, that it's great to see, though, great men and women from this country that maybe never even put the uniform on, but know how to step up and serve their country by stepping into these gaps of coverage and stumbling moments in veterans' lives.
Talk to me about veteran debt. Because it is a problem. It is a massive problem. It's something I'm very grateful for Pure Talk. I'm grateful for Pure Talk for a lot of things, but I'm very, very grateful they're choosing to do something about it. Talk about it.
It's amazing to kind of see how, our path in life take us in so many different directions. And initially meeting Pure Talk and getting to know the crew there and all the great things they're doing with just phenomenal cell service, was actually introduced through another organization called the American Warrior Partnership. And through them, I've been on their board for 6 years. We've been doing amazing things, trying to help support veterans, doing our Operation Deep Dive, really dabbling in to a suicide study that we've been doing for the last almost 8 years as well. And really kind of the data showing us, the suicide issue that we're having isn't just a mental health thing. It's a whole list of other categories that jump into it. It's relationships, it's transportation, it's access to healthcare, it's financial stability. All of those things are key components to when a veteran does end their life. And with what PureTalk is doing with ForgiveCo, stepping in, trying to get 6,500 veterans around this country debt forgiveness, wipe away those bad marks on their credit score to give them that hope to make sure they show up for tomorrow. Because, you know, it's not just a handout. It's just not here you go. You know, everything you did in the military, you did it with a battle buddy to your left and right. You're not asking for a hand up or a handout, but you're going to have that person in your corner just like you did in those foxholes in training and in the mud and the muck and sand fleas crawling over you in the desert, that you're going to have those people there that are going to step up and say, you're not going to do it alone, and we're going to embrace this thing together.
Clint, I'm glad you talk about this. It's something we talk about a lot on this show, trying to let everyone out there know they're hurting, you know, and right now, listen to us. I guarantee there are probably more than one hurting, maybe about halfway into a bottle, thinking about doing something stupid. And it's that feeling of being alone. I struggled with it myself, honestly, for a while when I got back. That feeling of no one understands, no one gets it, everyone's gone now, it's just me. But they're the furthest thing in the world from alone, aren't they? There's a legion of people out there ready and who understand, people like you, people who get it.
Absolutely. It's one of those things that, yeah, you can kind of get in your own mind and sit there and kind of go down in those spirals. But, you know, if you really look at it and look in your heart, you know, you're not doing anything alone. I'll give you a perfect example. Last night, my old medic called me, FaceTimed me. His hunting dog was, you know, old age and about to, you know, expire. And in the last few moments of his hunting dog Reagan's life, you know, I sat there for about 30 minutes on the phone with me and my old medic, just kind of catching up and being there to embrace him in that, you know, time of need. Because I don't know about you, I'm a big dog guy, and when you lose your favorite buddy, you know, that's a tough time. And it's great to see those moments that, you know, you gotta understand you're never going to be a problem. And I think that's what gets in a lot of veterans' heads. I don't want to say anything because I don't want to be that problem. I don't want to be that burden. But that's, again, the farthest thing from the truth. There's so many great men and women that would bend over backwards and jump through any hoop and face any just hailstorm to be there for you.
Yep, 100%. Speaking with Clint Romachet, Medal of Honor recipient, former staff sergeant, brand ambassador for the great PureTalk. As you know, we've been talking about PureTalk and their relieving of military debt. They're already 53% of the way there in just 2 weeks because of everyone switching to PureTalk. Freaking love those guys so much. Clint, would you talk, just final question, to the guys, they get out, and I run into this a lot. They get out and they feel like once they're done with that, you know, okay, you did the big adventure, they feel like that's the last great thing they're ever going to do. Instead of just something great on the resume and then they'll do other great things, they feel like they'll never, ever do something like that again. You earned a freaking Medal of Honor and you didn't stop. That's the pinnacle of everything and you didn't stop. They feel like it's the last great thing ever and it's not.
Absolutely, it's not. It's like I said, it's always showing up for tomorrow. And, you know, in my story, you know, I'd gotten out of the Army. I was out for 2 years working oil fields in North Dakota, just putting all that military time and service in a little box in the back of my head, just like my dad did coming back from Vietnam and my granddad did coming back from World War II. And it was, you know, you'd put that stuff in the back of your mind and say, let's just drive on and continue for tomorrow. And then, you know, like I said, 2 years later, then all of a sudden everybody knew what I'd done overseas. And, you know, a kind of a challenging moment there to figure out, well, you know, I thought it was just put those days behind and figure out, you know, what's next. And now having that opportunity to sit there and kind of shine that spotlight on so many great men and women that, you know, your time in service is something you'll never forget. But if you're continuing to live in the past, you can never make it to the future. Never forget what you've been through. Never be embarrassed. Be so proud of that time, but you just can't be stuck in that time, and you got to show up for tomorrow and move forward.
Amen. Clint, if you wouldn't mind, would you stay on the line real quick? I just want to talk to you for just a brief second when we get done here. But Clint Romachet, thank you for your service, my brother. Very, very much appreciate you.
Thank you for yours too.
Appreciate it, man. I didn't do anything. That guy freaking did some stuff. My goodness, that Medal of Honor citation, that thing was about 3 pages long. It's, man, what a stud. All right. We have much to do. Let's talk a little bit about system membership. We've spent a lot of time talking about system membership, but before we do that, we're going to talk about the mentality of them, of the enemy. There's a great example of it here. Now, I want to talk to you about you protecting yourself. The wife yesterday took the dog for a walk in the woods. And she texted me how beautiful it was out because it's fall. And this is the one, basically the 1 week a year where the weather's decent here in Texas. And she was enjoying it. And I just texted her. I said, I'm glad you have the dog. I'm glad you have Fred. Do you have your hero gun on you? And she, of course, texted me a picture of it right away. She said, never leave home without it. It was actually the hero arrow she had on her. It's non-lethal. So you don't need a concealed carry permit. It shoots pepper balls or pepper gel, depending on the one you buy. But if she runs into a bad man in the woods and Fred doesn't eat him first, she's going to hurt that guy badly. He'll live, and so will she. Buy a hero gun or a hero arrow for the person you love the most. Hero2020.com code Jesse gets you a special discount. Hero2020.com code Jesse. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. How great is Clint, right? How great is Clint? Now, here's what else we got on tap. Like 10 minutes from now or so, I'm actually going to tell you the dead fish story by request. And then we're going to get into system membership cards when it comes to Fauci and this Jamie Dimon and so many other guys. But before we do that, I wanted to read something. As we were talking about what it's going to take for Norm to wake up and Norma to wake up. And I believe that they are slowly going to wake up, and that'll probably get faster next year with all the horrors that are coming then. But remember, there's very little chance the communists will ever wake up, ever. And we're going to talk about why that is. Here's a great example. New York City Mayor Eric Adams says illegal immigration is not sustainable, but then in the next breath, he calls the city's sanctuary plan a successful model. Wait, what? That doesn't make sense. How could that make sense? Well, it makes perfect sense, you see. He knows, beyond a shadow of a doubt, New York City cannot withstand endless amounts of illegal immigrants. It will financially break the city. It will shatter it. But his religion does not allow him to become a heretic. So he must still take the religious line that all these illegals are welcome into the city. I mean, look, listen to AOC, listen.
One of the biggest issues that we have when it comes to immigration is the fact that we have an undocumented population. Mm-hmm. Now, you can fix that by trying to build a wall, or you can fix that by trying to document people and create a path to citizenship.
You see? That's the plan all along. We'll get back to that in a little bit, but that brings me to this email. Jesse, I spent the entire weekend with my sister who lives a few states away. We rarely talk politics because I've assumed she's come around and had an awakening. As you say, the liberal white women are the most dangerous threat to our society. Actually, that's not what I said. I mean, they are, but I said the liberal white women are the most violent, vicious creatures on planet Earth. Not even human beings. The most violent, vicious creature on the planet Earth is the liberal white woman. The liberal white woman is so inherently evil, she will actually raise her own baby. A mother's instinct is to die for her baby. The liberal white woman will raise her own baby only to chop his penis off like she's fattening up a calf for the slaughter. She will nurture her baby to slaughter him for social acceptance. I don't know of an animal on the planet that would do such a thing, let alone other human beings. The liberal white woman will do it and brag about it. Anyway, she goes on. As we sat around a bonfire, we asked what the biggest voting issue was for liberal women. It got quiet. Then we asked if she feels safer under Biden than she felt under Trump. She answered, absolutely. And our jaws hit the floor. When asked what the red line was for liberal white women to begrudgingly cast their vote for Trump if he winds up on the ticket, she said, there is none. No red line. She said, they will just not vote. When she speaks for the women in her area, they never, under any circumstances, will vote for Trump. I found this shocking, and I think your viewers would too. That's the level of hate they feel. She said, she signs it. She says, losing hope, but still holding on to a thread of it. One, don't lose hope just because your sister's a nutball. But two, let's talk about this. Why? What in the world? What? You're telling me there's nothing? All the crime and the death and the rape and the misery and there's nothing that would make these people vote for Trump. Nothing. No, there's not anything. And here's why. The communist, and we've talked about this before on the show, the communist is really, 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 really good at creating symbols. They are either deities they will demand you worship. That would be like a St. George Floyd. You know, remember when everyone had to act like George Floyd was some hero? Or sometimes it can even be causes. Remember it was kind of weird? Russia invades Ukraine, and all of a sudden everyone is pro-Ukraine, even though they can't find it on a map. They just all... So that's a symbol. They created something, and they demand you worship it. At the same time, they do the same thing with evil symbols who they tell you must hate, and they're really, 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 really good at it. And that's what they've done for years with Donald Trump. Years of it. Years of this kind
Donald
of thought.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. They do not believe in the rule of law. They do not recognize the will of the people to undermine democracy itself. They promote authoritarian leaders, and they fan the flames of political violence that are a threat to our personal rights, to the pursuit of justice, to the rule of law, to the very soul of this country.
Years of that. Every media show they watch. Trump's the Antichrist. Trump's the Nazi. Trump's the Antichrist. Threat to democracy. Nazi white supremacist. Years of it. And now what that does, the reason the communist does this and the reason it's so effective is even if he fails, and he will because all communism fails, even if he fails and maybe he loses your support, not talking about you specifically, but let's talk about the commie liberal white women. Even if he loses their backing, he has ensured that there's nothing that will make them back Donald Trump because he created an evil symbol for them to hate. They create symbols that they will demand you worship it, and they create symbols and tell you must hate it. And they're very, very, very effective at it with people like your liberal Aunt Peggy, who's naturally a moron anyway, and she wants to be told what to think. She wants to be told what to think about every issue, and she wants to be told who to love and who to hate. And if you just tell her, she will be your finest foot soldier. She will be your hardest charger out there. Hey, liberal Aunt Peggy, St. George Floyd was a great dude, right? Oh my gosh, he was. I love him. Sorry, you're gone, George. I would have taken you in. Hey, Aunt Peggy, Donald Trump's the Antichrist, right? Oh, he is. He's actually worse than the Antichrist. He's worse than the devil. If he was running against the devil, I'd vote for the devil. Because she's a moron. That's her program. That's what we're dealing with. Now, let's talk about killing a fish and system membership cards. Let's talk about you and big pharma and our medical industry in this country. You know it's horrific. I don't have to elaborate that for you at all. It's horrific. I love chalk because chalk keeps me away from the doctor. That's why I love chalk. I love natural herbal supplements. That's what I prefer. I don't want more big pharma crap in my body. My doctor is probably a triple vax loser. I want natural herbal supplements. I personally take a male vitality stack from Chalk every day. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. There's female vitality stacks, though. There's more natural herbal supplements than I could ever list for you here. Go get a subscription because those are 35% off and you cancel it at any time. So there's no reason not to get a subscription. And I know that's a double negative, but I'm stupid. You're going to have to deal with it. Go to chalk.com, chok.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off subscriptions for the lifetime of it. Go now. We'll be back. In an era of escalating social unrest and rising crime rates, safeguarding our families has never been more critical. Introducing the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. Byrna offers a safer, sensible alternative that can save lives on both ends, protecting the user and delivering formidable stopping power to deter aggressors. Legal in all 50 states with no background checks or permits required. And it's shipped directly to your door. Visit Byrna.com/Jesse to get 10% off your purchase.
I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it. Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts or on the iHeart Radio app.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. You know, if you've been following me on social media, you know I love to cook, or at least try, especially alongside some of my favorite chefs and foodies, like Benny Blanco, Jake Cohen, Lighty Hoik, Allison Roman, and Ina Garten. So I started a free newsletter called Good Taste to share recipes, tips, and kitchen must-haves. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/goodtaste. That's KATIECOURIC.com/goodtaste. I promise your taste buds will be happy you did.
This is Michael Rappaport, and I have been professionally podcasting for 10 years. The podcast game has changed so much, and if you're looking for the most disruptive podcast in the world, then subscribe to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast today. We're talking sports, politics, pop culture, entertainment, and anything that catches my attention. Listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.